welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the Jefferson Municipal Pool Manager, Simeon Lang, joining us because as of Governor Kim Reynolds' proclamation allows for swimming pools to now be open. And so, Simeon, can you just tell us a little bit about the Jefferson Pool? When are you going to open up, and are you going to open up to everybody or just a limited number of individuals? How does that kind of work?
Great question, Coltrane, and thanks for having me today. The stipulations for opening facilities as far as swimming pools set by the governor and Governor Reynolds and the state of Iowa is that facilities are allowed to open for lap swim purposes and swimming lessons. So it will not be full capacity as we are used to in summers past. We are looking forward to maybe those restrictions being lifted as we progress into the summer, but as it sits right now, we'll be able to open for swimming lessons and lap swim only. Now, we will be opening the Jefferson Swimming Pool the weekend of Saturday, June 6th. We are in preparation right now for, preparing for the season, working with city crews to, make that happen and be ready to go that first weekend in June.
All right, so if you wouldn't mind telling us, Simeon, about how people can go about scheduling their private lessons, because I'm guessing that you're not just going to allow people to walk right up and do a private lesson right then and there. I'm sure they have to plan for it that in advance.
Great question. Yes, we'll have a list of staff and lifeguards who will be offering private swim lessons available that first weekend. So Saturday, June 6th, that information will be available both at the swimming pool and at the Greene County Community Center. So anyone interested can stop by to grab one of those forms. Now, again, because of the limitations at the pool, you're correct. You cannot just show up and expect to get right in. But that information will be available to everyone. And then we'd ask that you contact the staff member or the lifeguard directly to set up private lessons.
All right, now let's talk a little bit about the lap swim time, because as people may be familiar in a usual typical swimming season, the lap swim only lasts for maybe a couple of hours, but I'm guessing now that the pool won't be open to everybody, those hours may be extended. Can you share us a little bit of information about that, please?
Yes. So technically, all day long will be lap swimming, so to speak. We will continue to open at 11:30 a.m., which has been our typical lap swim hour in the past, and we will stay open until 6:30 p.m., which typically concludes our family hour, although our lap swim scenario will just kind of continue all day long from 11:30 until 6:30 each day.
And as far as the number of people that are allowed to be in the swimming pool at one time, Simeon, can you just share with us information? Are you going to limit it to like maybe 10 people or less, or how are you going to go about that, please?
Yes, we will have to practice the social distancing. So we will have the lap lanes in place, at all times. And they will be limited to one person per lane. So actual lap swimming will be 10 individuals. Now, this will leave a little bit of space in our shallow end for our swim lessons, whether that's private or the public group lessons that we are looking to schedule for late June or early July.
Now, because the pool is opening up a little bit later than it normally does here, Sim, do you need any help or people to apply for lifeguards, because I wasn't sure if with the pool opening up later that you'll have an issue with getting enough staff to be able to put this plan that you have in place to open up the pool this weekend.
Great question. Our overall numbers are down just a little bit, but we should have sufficient staff to start the season. Now, with the limitations in place, at least to begin the summer, we will not need as many staff members on site. So we'll keep our, costs down a little bit, but with, anywhere from 10 to maybe 20 swimmers, if there are lessons going on, we will only need one or two lifeguards on deck at any given time. We'd normally prepare for, 50 to 100 swimmers at any given hour of the day, especially in the afternoons. But because of the restrictions, at least currently, we will not need as many staff members to staff the facility.
Simeon, can you also tell us, if people have already bought pool passes for the year, or are you going to change how you're going to offer those things? Can you share some insight with us about that particular topic?
Sure. Because of, the restrictions on open swim, we won't be selling family passes as usual as in years past. Individuals may purchase the lap swim pass, if you will. This is at a reduced rate. Our adult cost is $60 for the summer. Our youth and senior citizen price is $50 for the summer. Because again, the ability and the restrictions on their swimming has put that in place. Now, should restrictions be lifted down the road and we can open up for more of our quote unquote normal activities, we will develop a prorated cost. And anyone who would have purchased a lap swim pass previously, that money will be applied towards any prorated, family membership, if that makes sense.
All right, so one of the final questions for you here, Simeon, is because you're limiting the amount of people that can be at the pool at one time, does that mean you're just going to allow any age range of folks to be at the pool then, or are you going to limit that for folks to be aware of?
It will be limited a little bit as far as the lap swimming goes, because we're asking individuals to be, on their own in a lap lane. We will be following the guidelines that we've kind of set up at the rec center. So you do need to be 14 to, visit the facility on your own. Younger children will have the opportunity to do swim lessons. But again, it is not going to be, just free time as we're maybe used to most summers.
Any other final comments you want to make, Simeon, to us about the pool, opening it up, or anything else that we might not have covered during this program?
We're very excited, to learn that we can offer some swimming activities this summer, albeit we are entering the summer with a different feel and under different circumstances. We're very hopeful that restrictions will be lifted as the summer progresses, but we're excited that we can offer at least something to the community and not have to have that facility just sit empty and closed all summer long.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with our Jefferson Pool manager is Simeon Lang. Joining us once again, Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.